moment, what we don't have in Israel and Palestine between Hamas and Netanyahu is that either party is a partner for peace. I want to read something to you. This quote, anyone who wants to thwart the establishment of a Palestinian state has to support the bolstering of Hamas and transferring money to Hamas. This is part of our strategy, to isolate the Palestinians in Gaza from the Palestinians in the West Bank. That was Prime Minister Netanyahu in 2019, supporting Hamas, because he knows that as long as Hamas remains there, he can always argue that there is no partner for peace. During our lifetime, there have been two moments when peace could have happened. One was in the early 90s with the Oslo Accords, which were negotiated by Yitzhak Rabin and Yasser Arafat, and both of them were awarded a Nobel Peace Prize for that. Tragically, 2 years after those accords, a right-wing Israeli settler assassinated Yitzhak Rabin, and after the end of that, the peace process came to an end. The second moment came not so long ago in 2016 when John Kerry, as Secretary of State, put forward a peace proposal. That proposal was accepted by the Palestinian Authority and it was rejected by Ahwon Netanyahu. So I think it's really important. I do believe, Gabriel, that there is an opportunity for peace. It's the only way that Israel will secure its long-term future. And I genuinely believe that what we should be saying to our politicians is that you've got to stop using language, which actually in the real world makes no sense. It sounds like...
Are you including your Conservative?
I'm including the Conservatives and actually the Leader of the Opposition. In the real world, it sounds insensitive. It sounds like it's one-sided. It sounds hypocritical. And it sounds like you do not understand the depth of this issue. And it goes no way towards actually resolving the issue. All you do is embolden Netanyahu, a man who is mired in allegations of corruption, who actually in his cabinet has a minister who has been convicted of terrorism, another minister who is a self-confessed fascist, and who are governing on the basis of a coalition agreement which denies the very right of the Palestinian state to exist.